All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but Jehovah weigheth the spirits. Self-justification or self-righteousness is a stumbling block to many. The Apostle Paul knew this when he dealt with his own people who, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. But they would have considered themselves as righteous in their own eyes. One area where mankind is proficient is in the area of self-justification. What we want to consider for a moment deals with areas where mankind, though foolish, takes refuge in what a man perceives to be clean in his own eyes, especially in the area of refusing to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. What are some of the excuses individuals give for not obeying the gospel? The conversation may go like this: I'm just as good as Mr. Smith. I don't need to do what the Bible says. Well, just being as good as the next guy isn't a criterion on salvation. Jesus said, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for except ye believe that I am, ye shall die in your sins." Well, I know that's what the Bible says the naysayer, but I just don't believe God would forgive me. In like manner, the scriptures teach us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3 and verse 16. Jesus died for the whole world, and the Apostle John further affirmed that he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. I know that that's what the Bible says, but I just can't make it. I just can't endure. That may be how you feel, but the Bible teaches us that there hath no temptation taken you, but such as a man can bear. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make also the way of escape, that ye may be able to endure it. Neighbor, if you have not obeyed the gospel, it's because you don't want to, and you will die in your sins because there is no other way to be right before God. Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the apostles who said, in reference to Jesus, "In none other is there salvation. For neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men wherein we must be saved."